Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I can hear today, so I'm really excited about that. We had, updates on the software last week, but we're all back and we're good to go. I want to say hello and welcome to everyone that's joining us, whether you're listening to audio, you're in our live chats on YouTube or on Facebook. And I'm saying hello. I see them showing up in YouTube. So good morning to everyone there. And we're going to talk about March. It's already time to talk about March in 2019. Angel guidance and what the energies have and what's going on, because it's been a fully packed energetic year already. Lots going on, but we can make the most of this in a very positive way. The energies are supporting us for those major changes that we really need to do in our lives. Not just need, but want to do. And we're just trying to work that out, right? Well, this particular month of March has a 333 energy. It's the third month. This is a 3 year, okay? And on the third day of the third month in a year three, that's the date. That's the date where you'll feel it the most. If you are looking at numerology, that's the perspective of numerology. Metaphysical, we are working with angels on that. So we can what's the best way with this energy to, really have a positive outcome? So that's what we're doing. It's also a month of mind, body, soul balancing. It'll call you out and say, okay, time to do this. Where's your balance? And we're going to talk about what does it take to do that balance? How can we do that? Mind, body, soul. Sometimes it's called mind, body, soul, spirit. Sometimes it's called mind, body, spirit. So there's just different ways you'll see that out there. But it's all about the balance of how you have different aspects of each one in your life. So we're going to talk about that as well. We have an email. I had a lot of them, and I have to just pick some from the bag because there's no way I can go through all of them. So what we do is we pick what fits the topic the best. So we have one that we had from last week that has a couple of things in it that actually fit this week better. So we're going to use that one. And if you guys have questions and you want to put something out into the chat, please do. My network, Transformation Talk Radio, they're live streaming over on Facebook, and they're going to let me know if anything comes in over there. I don't have enough room to have that many windows up over here, and we want to make sure the stream is good. So I can only do but so many windows, okay? So that's how that is. Now, what is this? What do we do with this March energy? First of all, let's start with that. It's going to call you out on the mind, body, soul. Let's just go over that for a moment. Mind, body, soul, that 333 energy. And it's a 333. So that empowers it and magnifies it. So each time that number repeats in numerology, if you see sequences like 111222 or even four of them in a row, if you see that same frequency or that number in tripled, doubled, all that, each time you see an additional one added, that increases that, it magnifies it even more. It just is like times three. It's like times the power of three, times the power of four. So that means it's a stronger energy with that influence, so to speak. Now, the angels, when I asked about this month of March, it's no joke. It's an awakening month. It's the beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. I mean, it's time to review. We have a Mercury retrograde coming up in the month too. But it's a new perspective that we have to be willing to look at. We don't want to be afraid to look at something different. We want to embrace, there's got to be a better way. We all feel that deep inside, if you really think about it. Most of us do. If you've been working on this and you found it, then, you know, kudos. You're going to be inspiring and lighten it up for someone else to figure it out for themselves. That's how that works. But if you've been seeing a lot of threes or... And I go through different phases of, like, for example, with my threes, what's interesting is that when we were talking about this at the beginning of the month, I believe in January or beginning of the year in January, February, we were talking about what was going on 10 years ago. You remember that show? And I was seeing a lot of threes then, and I'm seeing them again now because... And I use that triangle for when I put shields up. I like to use the triangle. I've used the triangle for years. Back, way back when I had first started, when I had an office, we had a two-story building that was a triangle-shaped. Would you believe it? It was a triangle-shaped building. All the numbers on the building, they had the three, came up to the energy of three. Everything I was doing, my house had three floors. Everything was going on with threes. And I realized, you know, that's also a number of ascended masters when you look at it from that perspective. But angelically, that is a good number. That is a good number to remind us that, hey, don't forget your balance. Don't forget this life in the physical has a lot going on. Yes, it does. But it also has opportunity for you to make sure you make time to balance, clear your mind. That's the meditation. Let's think about that. Let's start with that. The mind. When you have mind chatter, when you have an overload in the mind, you have your multitasking, a lot of jobs out there, they want you to multitask. They expect you to multitask. And this energy is interesting because we're going to feel like we're being pulled and tugged in a million different directions in March. It's like multitasking, but there's going to be this balance and we're going to learn how to do that. And I'm like, ooh, mentally, we don't want to feel that overwhelm and overload, right? And so meditation is a really important part of your day. And I'm talking about just 5 minutes of closing your eyes and just not worrying about thinking about anything. Just being. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to listen to anything. And I do a lot of guided meditations for you guys. But this is what I'm talking about. This is more just settle your mind. Give it a chance to take a break. This is give your mind a chance to take a break. That's important when you feel a lot of energy coming at you from many different directions. If you have a lot on your plate. And that will help clear out that thought energy and help it balance itself. Okay. Meditation is the best thing I know of. And there's different types of meditation, guys. You can do the types of guided meditations that I create for the Angel Retreat group. We do new ones out there and we put them out there. We also put, and I have a lot of free ones out there. And that's to get you started on certain topics of focus. But what I'm talking about with this is literally just absolutely nothing. Just be. I mean, how refreshing is that? Just be. Don't try to read. Don't try to do it at the same time you're doing something else. All that multitasking, right? Just be. Be. Just be. Now, that's one of the ones for the mind. Then we have our body. Let's go with the body. That's your physical, the health, taking care of it. Do you have a balance for that? Do you have something in place where you have self-care, or does that always get pushed back on the back burner? This energy is no joke. It's not about pushing it to the back burner. It's about, hey, you know, you're important. We value you. We want you to see yourself the way we do. And the body, mind, and spirit, the soul, all of that working together, that beautiful 3-3 energy, that 3 energy is perfect. It's a perfect balance because now you are at your full potential to manifest, to create the life you want, to start new projects, to really put it in gear and have the energy to see it through. That's what will cause you to be in a place that you can be the most you can be. So the body needs to be tended to by its diet, its health. If you have anything that needs tending to physically or health-wise, you want to do that. It's your exercise because that helps relieve the stress that the body holds and the tension in the cells. It all matters. It all matters. And then you have spirit. You have spirit. And spirit or soul, the soul, we talked about that last week. That's your soul purpose. Why are you here? That's your connection to the spirit. That's connection to the higher realms, the frequencies. That soul knows. That's your higher self. Your soul knows why you're here. Your soul knows what you came here to do. We talked all about that last week, so I won't go too far in that. But listening and letting the soul be a part of this, letting your soul come up and guide you and show you there's nothing to be afraid of, because the soul's not afraid of anything. The soul's about growing, ascending. The soul is about all of that. And we need to allow it to have equal time in this mix. So if you were thinking of a pie chart and you divided it up equally, each part needs participant here. But then if you overlapped them and all three were harmoniously working together, now you have the perfect recipe to meet your highest potential. This energy is all about that. And I love that. I really do. That's what this energy is all about. So one of the things that came up, and we're going to go into that in the next segment, was March is a turning point, a very big turning point of energy. And it's really going to be for all of us. There's a lot going on, you know, it's going to feel that push and pull. We're going to talk a little bit about these energies and go into why is it like that. This isn't a negative month. It's a very active month. You're going to feel like there's way too much on your plate sometimes. You're going to feel like, oh, wow, it's really starting to move. That's awesome. And that's why we want to talk about it today, because we don't want to get stressed out and freaked out because we were so slack. We were waiting for things to move. We felt stuck. And now what? Now we got to go. Now we got to move. So you might feel like that a little bit, and that's a good thing. It's going to work, okay? So I want to say hi to everyone in the chat, and then we're going to take a quick break and come back and start with that. Over in YouTube, we have Raven, David, Robin, Paula. Paula, I haven't seen you in a while. Maddie, hello to you. Beth, hello, Beth. Yes, the journey to becoming me. I like your username. I remember you from this other show. We have Kelly, Jody, let's see who else. Arius, oh, that's a pretty name. Jasmine Moon, that's cool. And Janet Lee, hi. Oh, my goodness. Hi, Jen, I met your husband on the flight from Norfolk yesterday. Oh, wow. Oh, you were sitting with LSC, and he told me about your show. Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Janet. This is an awesome group here that shows up in the YouTube, and a lot of them are in the Angel Retreat over on the website. These are some great people over here. You're going to enjoy that. And you know what? you know, I needed to hear that about meditation. That's what Raven Roof is saying. I haven't been meditating and feeling blocked. Okay, somebody seeing 2 2s, 3 3s, 4 4s. Yes, absolutely. We have a lot going on. So let me take a quick break so I can grab a sip of water. And when we come back, we're going to start diving in a little bit more about this energy for March. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about the month of March, this energy, the 333 energy, and there's a lot going on in March. And we're tapping in with the angels about some guidance on how we can deal with all of that. And one of the things that it's basically expect the unexpected this month. That doesn't mean, oh no, be scared. But it is calling us out that we are going to want to go with the flow. This is one of the things the angels, is in particular Archangel Michael, is like, take a deep breath, take that time out. This is all coming from Michael, by the way. And he said that 5 minutes is going to do you a lot of good with that brain overworking itself. Then he said, don't stress out if something doesn't go the way you had it planned. Just flat out giving heads up for that. I'm like, ooh, it's like you can have a plan, but we're going to practice flexibility with that plan a little bit. this is good for us. It's good for us to practice change that way. It's good for us to process, oh, I had a plan. It didn't quite go that way. What can I do to adjust? And it reminds me of the Tao Te Ching, the water will always find a way around the rock. So it doesn't mean if something doesn't go as planned that it's a rock or an obstacle. It may be just more, you know what, if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't have figured out a different way, and I kind of like this new way better. It helps you explore and expand and grow and learn and be creative. It gets the creative juices flowing when we have to think on our feet like that. That's a good thing. Creativity is the right side of the brain. That's the spiritual side of the brain. It helps you with your connections with spirit and listening to your own intuition inside. Because we all have this connection, guys. We all have it. And I was talking about three energy, okay? It's a whole month of this energy. The whole year is a three energy. Think about it that way, the whole year. So if you're seeing that number sequence, it means you probably are going to really feel it. You have things going on. It's trying to let you know, hey, pay attention to your balance. Pay attention. It makes sure you've got a balance in all those areas of your life. It's just reminding you. You want that peace and harmony between all those aspects of you. All those aspects are who you are. You're not just a body. You're not just a mind. You're not just a soul. You're all of it. You're all of it. All of that is you. That's me. That's everybody. So that's how that works. I said the third month, the third day is when you'll probably, what is that? That day is what? Sunday. Sunday is when you'd feel it the most. But it just means acknowledge, you know, acknowledge that alignment of that balance that you want. It's an expressive number. It's about your truth. It's about speaking up. It's about communicating clearly, communicating and being clear. And this is a good example. In relationships, we can be polite to the point where it's not good. You can be so polite because you're not speaking up about what your needs might be. You don't have to get into a big fight or be, you know, confrontational. It's, but when you don't speak up and you let someone else in your life, a friend, coworker, you know, whatever it might be, relationship, anytime, any kind of relationship, if you don't let them know, like if they say, hey, let's watch a movie and you're just going along with whatever they want to pick, this is a very simple explanation, but it's going to hit the point. Yeah, that's fine, but you don't really like that. Or you, and if now you're never doing anything you want to do. It's really actually, if you think about it, it's not very fair to expect someone to meet that perfect relationship side for you if they have no idea, because you're not being your true self. Now, there's also where we work together. So, you know, say you take turns with who picks the movie. It's like now everybody's going to get a little bit of what they want. This is a simple example of what I'm talking about, but you can apply that everywhere. Because if you're never speaking up about what you are and who you are and what your favorite things are, how do you expect other people to know what that is? That is just bottom line. How do you expect them to know? It's not really fair. And then we find ourselves getting frustrated because they just don't know this about us already. That's what is being brought to my attention. That was one of the things Michael brought to my attention to address today. That could go to anything in your life. It doesn't have to be personal relationships. It could be anything. But that's important that you're being your true self. That number three is going to urge you to do that. So the whole year has that energy. The month of March, even stronger. And then on the third day of month of March, it's going to be the strongest. Doesn't have to be confrontational. You don't have to get into a battle. You don't have to fight for your space. And here's the other part that I really have to bring up. Michael's really got a list here. I'm just going to say he's got a list that he's like, okay, talk about this, bring it to their attention. So when it happens, or if it does or doesn't happen, it's not, all of this isn't going to happen to everybody. Just You don't know what's happening here. But if you have an awareness like, hey, wait a minute, there's that thing that was mentioned, you're going to find a better way to be more go with the flow with this thing. Okay, it's going to help you. But here's the thing. So say you start to speak your truth. Like, no, I'd rather watch this type of movie. And then their reaction is a bit shocked because all this time, all these years, or however long it was, well, you always liked this with me. Why did you change? You have to understand they will have a reaction or a response that might not be what you're expecting. It's not just, oh, great, now we're going to have a problem. No, you have to give them an opportunity to get to know who you are because you just changed on them. And to them, it just changed because they thought they were with the true you the whole time. The thing that's so crazy out there is this is what's happening with most relationships. And they're like, I thought you were this way and that way and this way. And now what'll happen is it starts to pop up and people start getting into this spiritual awakening. And now we're expecting people to already know this. You haven't even been doing that. So I really want you to hear this and process this in different aspects. The movie thing is just an example. But look at where in your life you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. And, you know, of course we give and take and we have balance. Like, you give and take and you're like, okay, I'll pick tonight, you pick tomorrow. That kind of thing, you know, whatever. But it's an encouraging here. It's an encouraging energy to clear that up. We want to bring our true selves out if they're not. We want to bring ourselves out because then you're shining your light. Then people get to know who you really are. Then your energy is aligning and you're drawing in and attracting in relationships that match that. And other relationships that won't, thus they will fall away. That's how that works. And sometimes we're like, well, I don't want to do that. It'll mess everything up. So you want to just stay in that. Well, you can choose that, but I don't know if you're going to be very happy with it. And a lot of times the people that are saying that aren't. And I'm trying to help you find a way to be free. Be free to be who you are. But give people opportunity to get to know who that is. Then you got to give them time to adjust to it. And then guess what? Because you're going to do that, they're probably going to start to feel like, well, you know, I need to be honest too. So expect it in return a little bit. I know this is just no joke, pulling it out on top of the table here, but it's real. Let's keep it real here. That is growth. That is healing. That is bringing your truth out. That is bringing who you really are and letting people get to know you that way. That is so important. This creates the balance and harmony in the mind-body-spirit connection. This helps it helps it balance a lot. Another thing is, I don't know why that did that. Just one second, please. Hold on. Okay, why did you do that? All right, there we go. What was I going to say? Okay, I think I did say it. It's basically the energy is encouraging us to really pay attention to this. Don't pretend it's not there. Don't pretend, you know, that, oh, I do all that, and you're just kind of brushing through. How many times? It reminds me of the people that, this is crazy, but it reminds me of when people, you know, they don't understand. You send out the, I hear this from other people. Let me just put it this way. You send, or, you know, you're in a group and you write a list out and you put the list out of all the things that we're going to cover. And then you'll get a call. What are we going to cover? I sent the email out. You didn't read it? Oh, okay. Let me go read it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, you know, it's like you're not taking 5 minutes to actually listen. If you're not reading the information sent to you, or if you're not hearing when they tell you, that happens all the time. You see it all the time in business transactions. You see it all the time in relationships where I told you that already. I told you we were going to do. Oh, because you weren't tapped in. You weren't listening. So this is going to help us practice that as well. There's a lot here going on. You know, it's really like, whoa, we're getting like called out. This is for everybody, guys. Everybody has an opportunity to polish this in a positive way to help you with your frequency and your awakening and your ascension. And this improves your alignment for what you're really trying to achieve while you're here. I'm going to take another short break. When we come back, we'll keep powering on. There's lots of really cool stuff in this March energy for you guys. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, I've got a couple of questions popping up in the YouTube chat, so let me go over there. And I really can relate to what you're saying. Yuri is saying, is there no end to the nonstop energetic purge? No, not really. It's actually ramping up and going faster, which is why it feels like it's, because it's strengthening us. So, yes. Last I checked, and it seems to be right on course. It's like around 2032 is when we'll pretty much be in this new phase. But we're going through an accelerated shift right now. So it does feel like, oh my gosh, is it going to give me a break? No, it's strengthening our spiritual muscles. And that's the best honest answer I can give you on that because I'm feeling it too. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, I thought I saw one there. Oh, Beth is asking. There it was. I have been going through a lot of growth lately, and I am trying to reconcile my past self and who I am growing to be. Do you have any angel advice or guidance? Yeah. Okay. Let me think. Let's see. Past self. This is the, okay. Thank you. Michael's bringing in the same thing, like what the message is really. It's a go with the flow. Things are going to come up that are unexpected. He said, in particular for you, the unexpected surprises might challenge you a little more than you're comfortable with. Look at this as a way to practice strengthening those muscles of not reacting, more of a response, and then allowing, like, you know what, let me just take that 10-second rule, the breath, and go, you know what, this is just, I got to just find another route, or I've just got to realign my thinking here. But it's the unexpected surprises that will take you off guard. Obviously, it's a surprise, but they're going to take you off guard and kind of rattle you a little bit. And if they haven't already, those are the ones that you're practicing to strengthen. And look at this as a positive opportunity to strengthen. If you go to the gym, you increase the weight to get stronger. It's hard when you first do that. Or you go the extra mile in a run. That's an analogy for what this is. That really is. Robin is, okay, she must be at work listening. I had to add, subtract numbers here at work, and the result was 33.3. That's awesome. What do you think that means for you, Robin? That's cool. Let's see, I'm going to do an energy healing session to help stop smoking. Any advice? You know what? That's awesome. Good for you. You know what? Make sure in the healing that you address the self-love and the value of how important your choices that you're making to be healthier, because you want to honor and respect and give that hero kudo to yourself in that energy healing. Because energy healing, when we go to focus that and we bring that healing in, it's, you know, you want to appreciate the value of who you are, because that's why you're doing it. We also have, let's see, we got a few things popping up here. What else we got? Having a huge life change. This is coming from Aerith. Do the angels have any messages for me? Yeah. You're in a good show for this, honestly. A lot of the questions really are the answer of what the show is. I know that sounds like a quick answer for you, but it's the truth. This is a go with the flow. Again, this is a go with the flow. The life changes. It's, you know, every time a change happens and you see all this going on, whatever that life change is, go with, okay, what is the universe trying to show me? And then ask the soul, ask yourself, your higher self, like, guide me, show me what you need me to see. And angels will support that. They're not necessarily going to do it for you. They're going to support you in your growth and being in your soul purpose. So that's what I would do. I would say, you know what? That wasn't expected. I wasn't expecting that to change, but it is. So that must be for a reason. And then ask for the clarity of the reason. When I started doing that, the answers really started flowing in much faster. And let's see. So Yuri is asking, so what's the process, technique, or healing modality that's best to release and clear consciously? Honestly, that meditation, it is the meditation. There's different types of meditation. For those that struggle trying to get started in meditation, I think active meditation works great. Active meditation is something where the conscious mind is just fighting and doesn't stop chattering. So give it something to do. Walking, painting, house cleaning, yard work. Have you ever noticed that when you're doing things like that, how your mind is just brain dumping? The brain dumping is good. Let the brain dumping begin. Let it happen. And then when we are trying to just sit and actually do one of the quiet meditations, if the mind chatter starts, just let it go till it runs out of gas, honestly, because it's energy that has to burn off. It's just over excess of energy. Thought energy is energy that just needs to burn off. So that's that one. Let's see. Beth saying, buckling up, you are welcome, Beth. My education, Yuri's education is psychotherapy, but I find energy work more helpful to me. Any suggestions? Energy work, the thoughts and beliefs are energy. And they're very powerful. It's a great place to start. Because you have a basis in the mind, I would say that's going to work well because you're going to just utilize what you're already strong with. Honestly, when we start seeing that our mind is going more negative in thought, it's like making that choice to go, you know what? I'm concerned if I, you know how you start to get that way. And you won't feel it at first, but it's changing it. It's just going, you know what? I always worry that something's going to happen before it even happens. This is an example. Just claim it out. Just say, you know what? I hear you. I hear you, mind, that you're fretting, but now I'm going to stop it right there and we're going to do it different. We're going to look for some positive. Sometimes we have to look for positives in a completely different subject. Change the thought pattern. So if whatever is hanging you up in one area, look for something that'll take your mind off of for a little bit to get you back into the positive vibration, because the energy is the vibrational frequency. So that's kind of an answer for what you're asking, but yeah, it's kind of a lot. But anyway, I hope that that makes sense. Now, before we keep going, I answered a few questions. Let me get a couple more of this out because I do want to tell you a few more things to be expecting in March. March 5th, Mercury retrograde. Yay, right? Mercury retrograde. Oh, yes. So here we got all of this energy that's going to be pulling us everywhere and challenging us to strengthen it up, you know? Yes, like Beth said, buckle up. It's time to get serious. And Mercury retrograde is all about communications. And sometimes, you know, it's known. It's really not a negative, guys. With all of the hustle bustle of feeling pulled and tugged and going all these different directions, the Mercury retrograde is actually good. I know it does seem to confuse the electronics and communications get misunderstood, but take a deep breath. That's the negative focus that everybody always goes with. Mercury retrogrades are opportunity for life review. It gives you opportunity to review different aspects that are going on in your life to see if there's a better way, a better option, a belief system that's just in the way and not working anymore. So in the midst of this, you're going to really be blessed with the Mercury retrograde coming in to give you a little bit of, oh yeah, you know, let me review that a little bit. Let me just, it's kind of like go back and double check your addition and your math. Double check. Oh, wait a minute. You know, maybe I could have done that differently. Maybe I could have reacted or responded to that. Not react, respond. Reactions are not well thought out. But you want to slow down, access it, pay attention. Don't just jump to conclusions. The retrograde will help you. Like, just don't jump, dive in without thinking, guys. It's really going to bring you back to that, okay? Now, another thing is it's also going to help us dig a little bit deeper into our truth to find what it is. So the retrograde is actually going to be a big benefit. Might not feel like it sometimes. This is really going to be like boot camp a little bit to you in some areas if there's a lot of resistance to the change. That's what causes that to feel that way. Honestly, that's what causes it. You're also going to have a little bit of challenge. Like I said a moment ago, your beliefs are going to come up for review. The way you've always done things, the way you've just anchored in, like, no. And when I say belief, let's just keep this simple and put it into the rest of life. It's not just what you believe in, you know, as a higher power or religion or anything like that. It might be, that's my favorite brand of peanut butter. Always has been. It's great. And then all of a sudden, no, that's just not it. You start to change what your favorite is in that. Okay. So I'm trying to break that down to show you that don't just apply when it says your beliefs are going to come up to be adjusted. Let's put it that way. They're going to be adjusted, tweaked, improved on. Delete some areas that aren't working and then move on to something else. So it's okay. You know, sometimes we're like, no, this is the way. And then you find out, you know, I thought all this time that that was the best way to do it. And I'm finding that other new way is so much better. I'm, you know, and you probably didn't know to even try until a challenge came up. So the challenges, guys, don't look at that as a negative. The challenges, the surprises, they're helping you tweak it. They're helping. This month is full. No joke. I know. Now, March 6th is a new moon in Pisces. That, I know, that's a spiritual moon. You know, it's, you know, your connection. You'll feel more of that side of you, that vibration. And, you know, it's a busy energy though. It's just moving, it's swimming, it's doing, it's going. And, you know, there'll probably be a lot going on the whole month for you guys. So the balancing in all aspects of your life are so important. They're so important, guys. So important. Now, another one that's interesting, guys, is Uranus, that planet, that energy. That one likes to kick the dirt up too. That one, that's one that really sends a lot of waves of energy to upset the apple cart. It's been doing it, okay? And it's going to do it for a while. I mean, it started last year. Makes sense, right? It'll be going through to 2026. So when Yuri over in chat was asking, okay, does this ever stop? No, no, no. This one is the one that, this one just coughs it all up. So you can get it out in the open. You can get it worked out. You can get it sorted out. Some of it's like, oh, okay, let's do that. All right, let's do that. So it's big changes. It's addressing big changes. March 20th, this is the another supermoon. We've had three in a row. March 20th, we have one more supermoon. I know that one will be in the sign of Libra. That one is going to be about the needs. What do we need to complete, wrap it up, and get going? So you see, March has a lot going on. It's got a lot going on. When I asked Michael, whoa, this is a lot. I mean, how am I going to even fit all that in a show? Not really. I'll probably be breaking it down every week during the month because there's just so much. The thing is, it's good so much. This is what we've been waiting for. If you've been one that's been feeling the blocks and you've just been feeling stuck, this is an energy you want to embrace. This is an energy you don't want to be afraid of. You want to explore who you really are. Going inward is very much a priority. It will be the whole year. The balance, like we said, the three energy, think of it that way. Put up a three somewhere to help remind you, where's your balance? Are you balanced? Did you eat today? Did you give yourself some time to rest or take a walk, exercise, something? Did you take a moment to quiet your mind? That poor mind, it is overthinking everything sometimes. Give it a rest. Give it a rest. But what, you know, when people start, and let's go into that meditation for a moment, because I've got a couple minutes and we'll do one right now. I think that'd be good. Let's do what I'm talking about. I mean, you're going to hear me talking, but I'm going to explain it a little bit better. So when you are taking this meditation, this 5 minute, everybody can find somewhere to be for 5 minutes. Even if it's a bathroom, okay, whatever. Just, you know, find 5 minutes. You're working, you're busy, you're running, you're going. You can find 5 minutes somewhere, right? Okay. So in that 5 minutes, here's the goals, okay? And if you need to make you a little cheat sheet from this, because really, honestly, you want to do this without somebody talking to you. So I'm just going to go over it. You want to take some deep breaths as slow as you can and just settle into that, just take about 15 seconds to slow down your breath and then be aware. Take your mind and be aware of any pain, discomfort, tension. You know, like if you're like this, or if you feel like you're squeezing the, if you're in the car and you're squeezing the steering wheel, anything like that, pay attention to how your physical body feels in that moment. And then with intention, send calm peacefulness to that area. I used to practice this with people that I worked with when I was working with stress and pain management NMT work. And they'd come in with their injuries or their pains and all kinds of stuff. And they were hype, you know, if they were real hyper, I'd say, focus on that spot and tell it to let it go. Tell it to let go and just chill. And they were shocked when it would work. And this is people that don't do any meditation. They're type A personalities. It works. It really does. Just your mind tells your body what to do. Do you believe that? Probably not. Maybe not. Maybe you haven't had time to do that. Give it a go. You might like it. So in that 5 minutes, you're taking some deep breaths. You're addressing physical discomfort and tension, and you're sending peacefulness to it. You may not feel peaceful, but you're going with intention. Intention is the beginning of very powerful energy healing. That's what you want to do. Then you just allow it to flow all the way through your body everywhere. Because you're giving attention and you have a task, the conscious mind is doing this task of addressing the physical needs or the tension. The mind can release energy and can let things go. Sometimes it's like giving the conscious mind something to do so it's out of the way. You know, wait, go do this so you can get your work done. You know, it works so great. And because you're telling your body, your mind, it's going to trust it and open up that trap door that likes to lock it down and not believe anything. It's going to trust your own voice more than it will anybody else. So this is really cool stuff to do. And it's like 5 minutes. Then when you feel like, oh, this is kind of nice, I'm just going to hang out in here. Just, you know, you might have a couple minutes left. Just sit and be in that calm peace that's easing the tension in your body. If any thoughts start to pop up, just say, I acknowledge you and stick them over here. I like to do the box method where you just stick them in a box. It's okay. I know you're worried about that we have a deadline in an hour, so I'm going to stick you in the box. We'll be done in 2 minutes. Close the lid. Whatever you want to use, box, bucket, bowl, whatever. Throw it out the window, shut it, whatever you want to do. But put it, acknowledge it, and then put it in there, and then keep going. When you first do this, if you were to do this every day or do it a couple of times a day when you need it, because it's only 5 minutes, you can do it as much as you want, you'll find that at the beginning, in the first few times you do it, there's a lot that you have to keep putting in the box, or there's a lot you have to keep trying to do the tension thing. Don't get aggravated. Stay with it. You don't need to stay there more than 5 minutes. If you feel like, I just did 5 minutes, I don't feel like I did anything, be patient. You're learning. You're learning how to do this. It's okay. It's you're learning how to just be, not do. And go and do it again and keep doing it. And as you keep doing it, there'll be less and less energy that you have to put in the box because you're going to keep it cleared on a regular basis. It's like not letting the dust pile up. If you do regular cleanings, you don't have this major overhaul to do. That's how that works. So guys, when you're working with beliefs and shifting them, you always have your memories of how things were. You'll always have that. You'll always have how you always did it. You're just looking for something to upgrade and improve. Think of a computer. You upgrade the programs. You still have the computer. You still have the program. You've just made it better. And you improve it, you strengthen it, you support it. and you tweak it to where you are today. You're staying current with your now. This will help you a lot going forward, really all the time. But if you feel that you really are getting overwhelmed and lots of things are going on this month, this is going to help a lot, and it will help balance that. Remember, it's a mind, body, soul thing. They work together in harmony when you let them. This is a big deal, guys. It really is. I hope that you have enjoyed the show today. I hope that this has been a positive encouragement. This all came from basically Michael, because Michael was like, you've got to tell them to calm down. I'm like, tell me to calm down. Because, you know, we're all feeling like, oh, my gosh, we got to do this. And then as soon as I feel like I'm spinning, I stop. And as soon as I stop, I take my deep breaths. And then I realize you're trying to keep up with the energy frequency because it is faster, but the way to do it is to slow down and go with the flow. Go with the flow is the motto for the month. So think about that. Go with the flow, honestly. And guys, I just want to say thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a support to the show for those in the Angel Retreat. I am about to schedule a Zoom call. It'll be tomorrow, so look for that. I'm going to schedule one for tomorrow. And with that, we're out of time. I hope that we'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. And thank you so much for watching, listening, and being with us today. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.